White House tries to distract angry pro-abortion leftists by warning of Republican ultra-MAGA agenda. By Charlie Spiering on June 29, 2022. The White House on Wednesday sent a warning to angry pro-abortion leftists, who were upset with President Joe Biden's lack of fervor after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. Folks, let's get one thing straight. The ultra-MAGA agenda has always been about taking away women's rights. In every single state, the White House posted on Biden's social media account. The White House response is a reaction to growing frustration from angry pro-abortion Democrats such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Since his speech reacting to the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, the president has been mostly silent while in Europe. Biden left for Europe on Saturday, where he has spent most of his time promoting the strength of NATO and criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. In contrast, Ocasio-Cortez went full court press, appearing on some of the Sunday shows, hosting several live events on Instagram, appearing on Stephen Colbert's The Late Show program on CBS, and even fundraising on social media for abortions. Angry pro-abortion activists expressed frustration they were not seeing more fervor from Biden, and suggested proposals such as ending the Senate filibuster, making abortions available on federal lands, and even impeaching Supreme Court justices or expanding the courts. Behind the scenes, however, the White House is pivoting away from the more radical fervor demonstrated by the most pro-abortion Democrats. Instead, Biden is telling people the truth and putting the focus where it needs to be, holding Republicans' feet to the fire for the harm they're causing, a White House official told Reuters. Vice President Kamala Harris appeared more willing to discuss the issue of abortion, appearing for a few speeches and a CNN interview with Dana Bash on the subject, but has not previewed any dramatic policy proposals. She said it planned to host abortions on federal lands, such as military bases, was not currently under discussion. The White House sent out Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra on Tuesday to demonstrate the administration's commitment to the issue, but he concluded that every option is on the table despite the White House specifically ruling out some of the more radical ideas. Biden has not addressed Roe v. Wade since his speech Friday, in reaction to the news that it had been overturned by the Supreme Court.